a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees and pray. You can say goodbye to the good old days. They're never coming back. Watch a future fade.
Monday, everybody. What's happening? It's your boy, Chef Plum. Welcome to Plum Love Food Live. What a great week it was last week, and it's going to be an even better week this week, that's for sure. I hope this Monday finds you in a great spot after a start to the week. Maybe it's your day off. Maybe it's your first work day of the week. Either way, I hope it's been great. Hope you had a great time today. I had to work today, so it was Monday's usually the start of my week, pending on the week, of course. That's fine. What's going on? It's your boy, Chef Plum. Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. You guys, I apologize for last week. The plan was to have an episode, but to be completely honest with you, I was recovering. I was in recovery mode. It was a rough weekend. Not in a bad way, but it was my celebrating my birthday. And my birthday was celebrated at the wonderful Mohegan Sun, where it was my 40th. And, you know, a lot of people are, when it comes to their age and their birthday, they have mixed emotions about it. I gotta be honest with you, man. I don't know, man. I couldn't be happier being 40. It's a great time for me. Everything's great, and I'm happy, and I was surrounded by people who I love dearly, and we had a great time. We had a suite, and we all played beer pong and got weird in the suite and all that sort of stuff. And then we proceeded to go down to one of the clubs called Vista down there, and at the club and at the Mohegan Sun, where we had a private blackjack table. And you know, my wife was there. One of my oldest friends in the entire world was there, and surrounded by, of course, my entire team from Restaurant Road Trip. All of us, those buddies, were hanging out, and just a bunch of good brothers all hanging out. And my friend Anna and her husband, and just it was such a great time. And we had our own private blackjack table, and it got weird. It got very weird, to say the least. It got a little weird. That's okay. I don't mind weird. Weird can sometimes be fun, but it was a lot of fun, and definitely some recovery in there. So a big shout out to Mohegan Sun, to Lindsay, Katie over there, Lindsay Katie, who is an amazing person, helps out and makes things happen. She is the maker of things that happen. That's who she is, and she helped make that whole birthday celebration happen. And you know, I wish there was other people that could have been there, but that isn't always the case. Sometimes real life takes over, and I totally get that. That's fine. But we had a great time, and hopefully doing it again sometime, because it was so fucking fun. I'm not going to lie to you. Listen, from now on, every party I go to for the rest of my life, there needs to be a private blackjack table, because that shit is awesome. It is really, really one of the coolest things I've ever been hanging out with, man. It was awesome. And of course, big shout out to my wife, who I love very much, who helped make all that happen as well. So it was a lot of fun, basically. This kind of leads into what I want to start with tonight here on the program before we have our guest on tonight. We've got Eric Brown from Line Threads, a brand new culinary lifestyle company out of the Boston area. Some cool shirts, some cool swag, and of course the guy's a kitchen guy himself. So always great to see that. And you guys know I love to support these guys, and I love to support any of these guys who come out and do this stuff, because it's a leap, man. It's a freaking leap to come out and want to do something different, like, you know, creating a brand, because that's hard to do. So it's gonna be fun talking to Eric. I've never met the guy. Our good friend Dave, Davey Boredom, Davey B, we gotta come up with a better nickname, Detroit Davey, that's it right there, booming. Our friend Dave Boredom introduced me to Eric, and I dig what they're doing, man. And I always support guys like that. I just placed an order with them, as a matter of fact. They got some very, very cool shirts. Hope they fit, because I'm big and weird. But so it's been fun to talk to him, talking startups and talking all that good stuff, man. So I'm looking forward to talking to Eric. He's a super nice guy. Seems like a very, very smart guy, too. So I want hopefully everybody can take a few minutes and support, you know, support the guy, man. He's out there doing his thing. And oh, speak of the devil, look who's on the phone right now. Hang on a second. Let's get him on here and see what's up. There he is. Davey Mack, Detroit Davey, Dave Boredom, the man himself, the myth, the legend. Welcome to greatness, my brother, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Boredom.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
That was your cue, but you were late. bro,
I was just sorry.
Oh, nice, nice. I was just saying, you introduced me to Eric here from Line Threads. He's a great guy, man. I had a conversation with him. I mean, he's one of us, from what it sounds like, man. The guy's a hustler, and decided to have a conversation with him.
Nice. That's what's up. Yeah, I can't wait to hear what he has to say tonight, for sure. Sorry, I'm stepping out of the kitchen right now. Okay.
No, it's all right. That's all right. I just placed an order with him, too, as a matter of fact. I ordered myself two shirts, which is great. You know what he does that a lot of people don't do? He has free shipping over $35.
Oh, nice. That always helps. Definitely.
Makes a big difference, man. So, yeah, having a conversation with him. But, bro, I was just talking about birthdays, and I mentioned that, you know, some people, I wish you could have been there because it was amazing, and you'll be here soon enough. But themed parties is kind of what I want to go to next, man. I thought you'd be a fun guy to chime in here with this, being that you've worked at, a private club and that sort of thing. I guess my party for my birthday was kind of themed as like a casino theme because we were at a casino, and we had that going. But then I went to another party this weekend that was like a swimmer themed thing where there was actually synchronized swimming at the party. Have you ever done or catered or been a part of any kind of a weirdly themed parties, Dave?
Nothing really like weirdly themed. Like there was a Disney princess party.
Well, that's a little weird.
Theme that I worked. I mean, it was kind of weird. Yeah, there was a lot of like professional like Disney princess models walking around. I was like, this is weird. And then they had like a little monkey for a poo, or a poo or whatever from Aladdin. Yeah.
I don't know why, but whenever you say something about a little monkey, I just feel uncomfortable. I don't know why. it was a Disney princess theme party. Well, that's fun, man. That's not too weird. I mean, honestly, this party I was at was in Lower Manhattan in a building. It was a 5-story building, and on the third floor of the building there was a pool, right? And the pool went down basically 2 stories, so it was like 20-foot deep pool inside. And at one point in the night, there was these 6 synchronized swimming like routine going on in front of everybody. It was crazy.
I kind of saw like a little clip of it that you posted and
on Instagram, right?
I thought I was like, you're at some sort of like Rocky Horror crazy party or, right, or something right now.
Which is funny because I told the person who had the party, I told him that you said that today, and she laughed hysterically going, oh my God, that's so exactly what it was.
Yeah, as soon as I saw it, that's what I thought about.
Bro, it was awesome. It was a great party. But, you know, themed parties are always fun. I've done a bunch of weird themed parties. I did one, I guess it was probably almost about a year ago, where everybody went out to dinner in New York City, right? It was a big New York City dinner party for a birthday. They all went out to dinner. Nice, beautiful 12-course tasting menus, what they went and did. And then my job was, when they came back to the apartment so they could smoke up and get crazy and wild, I basically made fast food and like had it all. It's on my Instagram page. I put it on there, but I displayed all this like fast food, like little sliders and little like fried chicken sandwiches and French fries, but I made it look all fucking badass. And you know how we do shit, but I thought that was pretty cool. So you got to go out to a dinner, you come back, and then what do you want? You want Munchies food. And that's what I made.
Definitely. That's pretty sweet. Yeah. That's like a pretty much perfect idea because you're going to want to eat again. Definitely.
Yeah. That's just the way it goes. Just don't eat that nerd's rope, I've heard.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Rumor through the grapevine. Yeah, that's what they say. Or you might wake up playing an Ellen slot machine and not know what the fuck you are. And then go to your hotel room and be like, is this my room? And there's nothing worse than that feeling. I mean, this is all I've heard this through speculation. I don't know for sure.
Right. I mean, as long as the key works, it's probably your room, right?
Probably. Well, what do you think about themed parties? If someone's like, hey, we want to have a mermaid themed party, do you go, fuck, or are you okay with it?
Nah, I think it's pretty cool, actually. It gives you a different aspect. Like, if you're doing a menu for it, you just kind of roll with it, and I think it makes people think out of their comfort level, so I dig them.
Yeah.
Now, going to them, fun, right? I have to wear a costume. I think
you'd actually be all in for a costume party. I picture you'd be like, I don't want to go, but fuck it, we have to go, so my costume's gonna be badass.
Oh yeah, I mean, if I have to go, it's gonna be a pretty dope costume.
If I have to go, I love that. Shit. Well, dude, look, always a pleasure talking to you, brother. I'm excited about talking to Eric tonight, man. I appreciate the connection there, and I'm looking forward to talking to other stuff. Looks pretty dope, and yeah, it should be a fun conversation.
Oh yeah, anytime, bro. No problem, and thanks for having me on again.
Always, dude. All right, man. I'll see you. There he goes, Davey Detroit, Davey Mac. Welcome to greatness, my brother, the one and only Dave Boredom, good buddy of ours, friend of the show, great guy. You know, I had to have him come on here and talk about it. But dude, themed parties are something else, dude. Honestly, I was at this party this weekend, and there were synchronized swimming dancers, like I said, and I looked over at my wife and a couple people at the party, and I said, "You realize that right now, the only place in the world this is happening right in front of us." It was so just random, like 1950s or whatever. It was so, I mean, they had the weird bathing suits on that were riding up their ass. And they were very attractive women. I got to give you that. But 2018, and we can't say that anymore. So we have to watch what we say in kitchens or in real life, I guess. You got to watch what you say, period, anymore these days. Anyway, guys, check it out. Looking forward to having a conversation tonight with Eric from Line Threads. I'm looking forward to learning more about the brand. I just ordered a couple of shirts myself. So they look pretty dope. I can't wait to see how they fit, how they feel. Hell, you might see one. We're shooting Restaurant Road Trip next week, so you might see me wearing one on there if I get them in time. Check it out. Do me a favor. This show's doing great, and I appreciate all the support. But if you have a chance, go onto them iTunes and just throw a 5-star rating on there, because we do this for free once a week. Don't get paid to do this, but it's a lot of fun. And if you subscribe, it comes to your phone right away for free without even thinking about it. You got it for when you're working the line on the way to work tomorrow. Whatever you got happening, it's there, because all we do is talk about food and talk to cool chefs all across the country on this very program. So thank you for all the support. I truly appreciate it. That's why we're in season 5. I think we finally got to clip season 6 here coming up soon. Anyway, check it out. I'm going to play a tune, get the world ready, get myself set up, make sure my cocktail's nice and cold, because when we come back, we're going to be hanging out and talking to my brand new friend, the one and only Eric Brown from Line Thread. So stay right there, guys. We'll be right back. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live right here on Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn FM, iTunes, Carrier Pigeon, wherever else you get all your bullshit, we probably got it there too. Stay right there, guys. Here's our friend Ryan Starr. Be right back.
I keep a photograph of you upon my wall. The beach in winter on the island says it all. Oh, 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 those days were gold. Oh, 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 we didn't know. We stole your father's car, you didn't know how to drive. Touched down on the edge of town, we made it out alive. Setting sun. Oh, 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 I knew you were the one for me. And we said, staring at the stars, the only lights connecting me to where you are. Oh, 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 where have you gone? Oh, 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 I knew you were the one for me. And we said,
yeah.
Star, a good friend of ours here. New York guy, actually. New York guy, the founder of Station Head, actually. A very, very fun app that if you guys haven't checked out, I highly recommend you check out. I think it's going public this week, which is pretty cool. You create your own radio station, play your own tunes, all your own music, linked from iTunes, Apple Music, and Spotify. So highly recommend you check it out. Used to do a pre-show on there a lot. I think I might go back to doing that at some point. But what happens is the world gets busy, and then my wife's like, hey, could you stop talking to everybody and just talk to me? And I'm like, no, but maybe I should. So that's what we'll do. Anyway, guys, very excited tonight, man. I got a fun guest on. Brand new brother, good brother, who I just met today, as a matter of fact. But became a big fan of the brand. I'm liking what they're doing and what he's doing with the clothes themselves. They all look really good stuff. And, of course, it's always great to see a small business pop up from one of our culinary brethren, as it is. Ladies and gentlemen, the founder of Line Threads, the one and only Mr. Eric Brown. Chef, how are you, man?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I am good. I'm drinking myself a diet cocktail, and feel free to make fun of me for playing some music and talking food here on a Monday night with you, man. I'm excited to be here.
That's awesome. I'm excited too. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. So listen, you're in the Boston area, right? Or nearby there?
I am. Yeah. I live sort of out in central Mass, so a little more wooded than Boston, but still close by.
Right on. Good times. We're very close to each other, so that's pretty cool to see. Man, listen, Line Threads, you're brand new to the game here. I'm liking what I'm seeing here on the app, and I'm not on the app. When I say on the app, I'm looking at an app right now. That's why I said that. I'm an asshole. I apologize. on the website and liking what you're doing, man. What made you decide to start that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a 2.5-week-year-old, and I have an 18-month, year old son, so two sons. And, you know, I wanted to start something that allowed me to do something related to food. So sort of follow my passion, but at the same time, perhaps allow me to have a little bit of a life and see people at home. So I started this on the side, and, you know, I've been doing a lot of research. I've been doing a lot of research just to sort of understand more about branding and, you know, apparel businesses. It's not something I've ever done before. And it's been a great experience. I've met a lot of awesome people through it. So I'm excited just for that.
I mean, a lot of guys who you might meet on social media or just throughout, you know, the day in this business. I mean, it's funny because they're either really, really good people or they're not very good people at all. I don't know if there's much gray area there. I don't think there's much gray area. I think it's either one or the other.
Well, you can tell me after we talk where I fit.
Yeah, well, I'm taking notes. Don't worry. I have a scorecard. I have a whole system. So you come from a world of like a tech background, right?
I do, yeah. So, I think like everyone else in the world, my first job was actually as a dishwasher in a restaurant, but I decided to follow the money and go to school for business. But you know, there was always this thing sort of tugging away at me for years, wanting to go back into like food related something or other, didn't know what it was. So to try to sort of find my way, I went to culinary school and explored many different options and ended up just with private chefing and also doing recreational classes and stuff. So, I sort of got back into it, but it took a while to sort of find my way.
Now, where'd you go to school?
The Cambridge School of Culinary Arts. So in the Boston area.
See, I'm a big fan of Cambridge. I know the area very, very well. I'm a big fan of culinary school, and I think I'm in the minority, but I really think no matter what school you go to, I went to CIA, but wherever you go, I mean, I think that you get out of it what you put into it. And if you're willing to work at it, you can learn a lot and you can get a nice foundation and a good basis for things. You know, I probably had 8-10 years experience before I went to school. And when I did, it was an ass kicking. It whipped my ass into shape. But I learned a lot of things I had no idea about. I could have told you what a brunoise was, you know?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think it's actually, you know, what's interesting. I don't think it's actually the school's fault. I think it's TV, right? Everyone has this sort of idea that they're going to be the next amazing Food Network star or whatever. And, you know, that it's not true.
No, it's not. And, you know, and I talk about this all the time, and I talk till my ears bleed about, you know, cause we have a lot of young culinarians that check this program out, that, you know, I think that the TV stuff is a side effect. It is a, it's because you've got experience in the business. It's because you've done things. I mean, look, I'm one of those guys, man. I host a thing on TV. I've done Food Network a whole bunch, but all that came because of my 20 years of experience leading up to that. Like, that wasn't just something that was like, I finished school and said, oh, you know what? I think I want to host a television program. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
I don't know. It's a byproduct of hard work, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
It definitely is. But I think, you know, no one, people see the, you know, the 5 or 10 minutes on TV. They don't see the 15, 20 years of hard work to get there.
No, that's 100% the truth, man. And in this day and age, I can tell you from experience that, you know, what's happened is with things like Food Network and stuff like that, they're having a complete rebranding coming up here very, very soon. All their castings have stopped because what they did is they alienated their actual core audience. And what they started doing was having all those, like, B-movie and reality stars cooking against each other, where they got rid of basically all the actual cooking shows. I mean, dude, Emerald Live was the shit when it was on back in the day. Do you remember that show? That show was dope.
Yeah, totally. Mario was back on back then, like one of the early guys. I mean, all those guys have been pushed aside.
Yep. I mean, I'm a giant Jamie Oliver fan at M to this day. And, you know, just having Naked Chef was a phenomenal program. But no more. It's all now reality stars cooking against each other. And what's happened is they've lost a shit ton of money because they didn't have a digital plan for what happens next, which leads into what I want to talk to you about with this stuff, man. Just the digital world is changing the game, man. It's changing the game. Have you seen it with what you're doing? Do they talk about that in all your research about starting a business?
They talk about it? No.
I mean, no, like you know, like you're talking about branding and starting a business, about how important digital is.
Yeah. So my background is actually more on, like, I've always been on the advertising side. And so one of the funny things is I, you know, I built these massive tech platforms to serve the better ad online, right? To be the annoying guy that was getting in front of you all the time with something to sell you.
Right.
But I never actually had my own brand. So I'm sort of, you know, I decided this would be a little fun too, to sort of see what it's like to be on the other side and see if I was right or wrong. Was I selling people crap, or did I actually build something that was good for them?
Well, before we dive into that aspect of it, man, what's your culinary background? I know you said you did some when you were younger, and you went back to culinary school. Like, what are you doing now, and what did you do leading up to it?
Yeah, I mean, leading up to it is always just, you know, it was always a hobby of mine. So beyond the sort of just working, you know, in high school as a dishwasher, going into college and after, I didn't really do too much except be the guy that would always make things for parties and stuff, right? And it wasn't until later, when maybe I had a little money to actually buy food and equipment and stuff at home, that I decided to start experimenting and taking classes. So I sort of got into it slowly, but now, you know, I'm able to, you know, host parties or, you know, cooking classes in home or whatever it is that people want in the area. So it's a little more broad than what it was before.
Now, in the Cambridge area, is there a market for doing that up there?
Yeah, totally. I mean, so it's interesting that, like, I'm a rec instructor at the school that I went to, but there's definitely, not everyone wants to go to a culinary school. And so sometimes they just want to do stuff at home. And also, when you live as far away from the city as I do, you don't want to drive into Cambridge, you know, an hour. So, you know, the fact that I'm further away just makes it easy to sort of give me a call and see what I'm up to and see if I can teach you something new.
That's fun, though, man. It's a lot of fun, I think. I think that food's definitely come a long way from, I mean, when I started working in restaurants, it was because I needed a job, and it paid the most money at the time when I was younger, and I'm, you know, drinking myself at night, and I needed a job where I could cook food and where I could just pay my bills, and, you know, it ended up becoming a lifestyle. It ended up becoming, you know, you live and breathe it, and you just kind of get wrapped up in the whole thing, man. Is that what happened to you?
Yeah, totally. And it's one of those things, I think, you know, some people just can't understand it. And they're like, you know, why do you just keep talking about this all the time? And people that do talk about it all the time, it's like, well, of course.
Right. What else did you talk about? Of course we're talking about
it.
Yeah. But I think it's all important, though, man, whether it's, you know, I think you have a shirt that says, I mean, it kind of sums it up when, shithole, what is that, shithole cook? That's pretty funny, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, it makes sense. Like, I get that. Like, I totally get that. Like, I was one of those guys. That's where I started. But I think you can learn something everywhere you are. But you see a shirt like that, you come up with, I mean, how do you come up with that? I guess is what I'm trying to ask.
I mean, so there have been a couple sort of paths for inspiration, right? Some of them were just my first designs that I threw out there. I'm like, I don't know what to put out there, so at least I better have a store with like two or three shirts and maybe a hat. But as I started just talking to people and talking to people like on Instagram and sending them direct messages and just really starting to ask questions, I got feedback. And also I just got feedback from people in my network. They're like, hey, why don't you come up with a shirt that says X? And so I got, you know, some designs made some on my own. And, you know, I've just been getting a ton of feedback just through Facebook and Instagram. And it's been great. It's almost like I've known people for a long time. They're like, oh, I love this shirt. Somebody wrote me a message and they're like, I really want to buy that, you know, 86 shirt. But I would love it if you could just change the color and make it like a fresh radish. I'm like, okay, I guess we can do that. So, you know, we'll just play around with it. And maybe we sell one shirt, maybe we don't. But, you know, it's kind of cool to see where the, you know, the idea sort of takes shape and how we can change them. I mean, I sort of view that clothes are like an outward expression of who we are inside, right? And so when I get the feedback, I'm like, okay, this is resonating and people have these ideas and they're telling me they want something that's customized to them because that's who they are, right? They're telling me a bit about themselves and their story.
Sure.
And I really like that.
Yeah, I think that's actually a really good way to look at it, man, when you say it like that. That's very, very true. It is. It's part of your story. I like that, man. And how's it gone so far? Because you haven't been open that long doing this.
No. It's like about a month or so. So it's going great. I mean, I think the reach and just looking at the sort of growth of the Facebook page and then sort of the sharing of different posts and stuff has been amazing. Just to see people like tag friends or like, you know, I've tried out some advertising just and it just sort of, you look at the engagement on the post and it's like so funny that some of the designs and things that I put out there are resonating with people. And funny in that it's like, oh, I didn't expect this. I kind of thought it was just going to be like crickets.
Right. It's funny, man. Like I said, there's some really loyal people that are out there. I mean, you know, we live in a world now where, you know, you don't have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars for an advertising company anymore. I mean, you know, start a good social media thing going and be very, very regimented about how you post and do it a lot and you'll build a following. It just takes time.
Yeah. And that's always the problem, right? It's having the time. And so you sort of have to just commit and go all into it.
Absolutely. You know, you have to make the decision. I mean, listen, I host a show called Restaurant Road Trip and we definitely have in a short amount of time built a very large following on social media for it. And you know, our TV network that we work with cares more about the online presence than they do the actual ratings of the show. Isn't that crazy? That's the world we live in now.
Wow.
I know. It's insane. They care more about the face, but then Facebook changed their whole algorithm. That's a whole other conversation in itself. But dude,
totally.
Some of these shirts, I'm looking at them and I got to ask you just because, you know, I'm a guy, I love to go out there and rep people's stuff. And you know, I just placed an order with you. And by the way, if you throw me that Wee Chef shirt with the siren on the front, I didn't see that. That's pretty dope.
Okay.
if you look at these things and I see a shirt like, you know, shithole cook, asshole chef, like those are awesome and they're fun to wear. But, you know, you look at something like this and for me, like it'd be hard for me to wear that because, I mean, I really can't, you can't do that. How do you deal with that? How do you handle that? Like what's the thought process that goes into like making that call, like, you know what, I'm going to do this. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just curious as to what goes into it.
Yeah. So the way I looked at it initially was, I mean, so it's not like, I think it's a little bit different being online in that it's not a traditional storefront, right? So I'm not worried about kids necessarily walking by and saying, whoa, what's that?
Right.
But at the same time, you know, I've rejected some ideas because I think they're just probably a little too crude. Swearing,
right.
I think it's just a natural part of kitchen life. But at the
For
same
sure.
time, when I think about it, so some of those have just been like ideas where people post like, hey, if you just made this shirt or this hat, I'd buy it. Like, okay, well, I got to think about growing a business here. You know, do I just go with something that I think is the right thing or do I take someone's idea and go with it? But the other part of it is, you know, you think about any business, you can kind of take two paths, right? Maybe the sort of the quick buck and sort of organic growth, but you can also think about a long-term plan. And potentially, you know, there are obviously there are other companies out there that are much larger than me, right? They got millions and millions of dollars to spend on marketing and all their products and all that stuff. And they've been around forever. And they get corporate deals. Like that, like my, you know, selling one or two shirts compared to signing Marriott for like a nice hat, you know, for all their chefs.
Right.
That's huge. And does Marriott want to be associated with a brand that has swears all over their shirts? Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly.
So it's just something for me to constantly evaluate and see, like, you know, what do I want to be and who do I want to represent and go from there.
So it's kind of one of those things where you want to throw it all out there at first and kind of see what sticks before you kind of pick a direction almost, right?
I do. Yeah. That is the plan. But initially, you know, my plan was to maybe hold back on some of the swearing and some of the other stuff that I have out there that is a little bit, you know, borderline crude. But I think I was looking for something high end, but you see all these sort of on Instagram in particular, you see a lot of these like apron companies out there. And I was like, oh, I'd really like a brand that sort of is clean and professional. But at the same time, I felt like that didn't really resonate with a lot of people. And so as I started making these design changes, I started getting a lot more feedback and a lot more positive feedback.
You know, I just saw, and I have very strong feelings about this, which is probably why I've only had a particular high-end apron company on this program once. I think a lot of people, and I'm coming to a point because I'm going to commend you on what you do here because you have free shipping. That's amazing. I think a lot of people lose sight of their audience is what I'm trying to get at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, your core audience here for what you're selling and what you're marketing towards is on average, I'm just saying on average throughout the country, makes $15 an hour, right? That's fair to say, don't you think?
Right. Yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you, these companies that market these fucking aprons for $150 make me sick. I think it's the stupidest fucking.
You're right. That's a whole day's pay. Yeah,
right.
Why would you do that?
No, but like you know the people I'm talking about, right? And it's just
mm-hmm.
I saw a knife bag from Gunter William on Facebook a minute ago. Beautiful knife bag, leather, looked amazing. They wanted $450 for it. Are you fucking kidding me? My knife bag cost me $19. You know why? Because I beat the shit out of it. That's why. And it'll last me, and when I need a new one, guess what? It's $19. I'll buy a new one. But these people, I don't know, man. I fucking hate that shit, and it drives me nuts, especially when I look and see these apron companies who are marketing these aprons. Oh, look how cool it is with its belt buckles and its straps. And yeah, guess what? That's a $150 apron. That, you know what you do with the apron? You put it over your clothes so you don't fuck up your clothes. That's why we wear it. So you want to fuck up the apron. So I'll stick to my $8 Restaurant Depot aprons. Thank you. It drives me fucking crazy. You're marketing to, like I said, to people who make $15 an hour. But when I placed my first order with you, something I thought was really awesome, and because every dollar counts at this stuff, man. These guys work hard for this money. You know, I bought two shirts from you, and it was exactly the price listed. It didn't cost me another $18 to ship or any bullshit like that. It was like, here you go. And I thought that was awesome. I mean, because I think that's, you know, probably a little forethought going into it, and I commend you for that. That's awesome. Good thinking.
Yeah, it's really, you know, and just working in kitchens. Like I don't have the experience that a lot of other chefs have, but I think I firsthand could just see that too. Like, yeah, I know how much you get paid, like you said, and I know, you know, how long it took you to save up for your phone or any other. I mean,
right.
If there's one thing that a chef will spend money on, it's probably a knife. Not that, and that's
right.
Going to help you do your job. A shirt is, or an apron is not necessarily going to make you a better chef, right?
And I would even argue that paying $200 for a knife, you don't need to do either. I have a great knife company that's local that I use that are fucking phenomenal, Ergo Chef. And I should introduce you because they're great people. And everybody I've gotten a knife
from, cool,
like, awesome. I'm switching over to these guys because they're badass. But it's just crazy, man. I mean, You know what I'm talking about, though. I get so angry when I see these aprons that cost all this money, and like these cooks they're working so hard, and you know, when you start, especially when you break into this business, man, you're not making a lot of money. You can't afford that. But like, you'd rather buy this apron that's super expensive than pay your power bill for the month. Like I just it's crazy talk.
Totally. Yeah. It's funny, but you know, I guess they'd rather make one sale instead of 10. Maybe they figure it's the same amount of effort. I don't know.
Right. So what's the plan here, man? You got hats, you got shirts, you got sweatshirts. And by the way, hang on, where's the hoodie at? The zip-up sweatshirt is fucking dope, man. I dig that. That's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, so I've been playing around with the different products, and also just, you know, obviously I get samples to make sure that the quality is good and that sort of thing. So I think I'm still looking to figure out, like, what I want to add to the line, to, you know, in terms of products. I don't want to add too many things and be like, this is really confusing, like, what kind of company are you sort of thing. Right. But one thing I think it makes sense. I just didn't really think about it at the beginning is, you know, most of my designs were on shirts, you know, and I sort of thought about self-expression and, you know, but you have your chef coat on and no one's going to see your shirt except for like when you're changing, you're going home and they can ask you about it. Like, oh, where'd you get that shirt and all that sort of thing. But the thing that is taking off the most is actually the hats in the business. And that makes sense, right? Yeah. You're going to wear that when you're like all the time and people are going to see it all the time. So, yeah. I live and learn, I guess.
Well, that's the way it goes. But then, you know, guys like me, I don't wear a hat because I'm old and I have a blue mohawk and that's kind of my signature, so I can't wear a hat. But, you know, it makes sense. So guys on the line, guys working, they're going to wear hats, right?
Yeah.
But no thoughts on doing like a chef code or something like that?
So I have thought about it. I think I still need to, you know, order samples and still find an affordable price point. And so I don't want to deviate from that. I don't want to sell an $80 chef coat.
Completely.
So I think it's going to take some time for me to be able to roll that out. T-shirts are a little easier to do as are hats.
So what are your minimums? Like when you come up with a new concept, you like it, you do a test run, it looks good. What's your minimums you can do on your runs?
The minimum what?
Like your minimum. So like for instance, you want to do the coffee is for closers shirt. Like what's the minimum run you can do on that from the guy who's making the shirts or from producers?
I want to say, so some of it depends on the color of shirt, at least with who I work with, because white is actually the most popular and then black. So, you know, if I choose like an odd color, it might be somewhere around like 100, but if it's a, you know, popular color, then it could be as few as 20.
Oh, that's not bad, dude.
No, it's not bad. Yeah,
I thought you were going to say like 1,000, you know, that, you know, if you can get like a black shirt, you do 20, like a run of 20, that's great. And that's awesome. Now, are you shipping
right
from the house?
Yeah, I think the larger orders are. What's that?
Sorry, go ahead. No, you go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, just with the larger orders, you just, like any business, get better margin, right? But that's not really my focus right now. I'm trying to just understand my audience and sort of, you know, work with them. I'm not really trying to make this about me and the money right now. I'm just having fun and learning and just sort of understanding what it takes to build a brand.
Yeah, it takes time, right? I mean, that's a big thing. And you got to get some guys kind of backing you up, some guys that have nice followings to kind of wear the product and that sort of stuff. That's just nature of the beast, which is what I was talking about before with the whole digital world we live in now, especially from social media and everything else. Like that's a big part of it. As opposed to paying for a big advertising campaign, you could have somebody who has a nice Instagram following or Facebook following to start repping the company, which is what I saw here with your whole ambassador program, man. Talk about that.
Yeah, so I thought with that, I definitely want to leverage social media and people that are going to be genuine cooks, not models, wearing my stuff and, you know, putting it to use and telling me how it works for them, you know, in the kitchen. And so I figured if they're going to be, you know, wearing my stuff and they want an opportunity to, you know, maybe make additional money or whatever it is that we work out, you know, in terms of the relationship, then that was just another opportunity for me to grow the brand and with people that are just genuine people in the industry, not just fake models that I can take pictures of working in the kitchen and then.
Right.
That makes sense. I think it's an important part of it. Yeah. Yeah. I've seen it work for a lot of other brands. I think you know, there's more trust when you see, you know, someone that's like you wearing what you're interested in buying. And obviously, you know, I'm leveraging their personal brand, right? So there's sort of a two-way street. I'm not the only one benefiting here. But at the same time, I do respect that they have a brand and they're not going to wear crap. So we have a conversation about what works for them and, you know, what they want to wear and or if they have ideas. And so that's definitely been an awesome two-way street too.
It's awesome, man. I mean, I think that's the key. That's the way to do it these days. I mean, that's the way you have to do it, I think, by just working with other people and spreading the name that way. Uh-oh, did I lose you or I still got you?
Oh, sorry, I'm here. Yep. Sorry, I just went dead.
There we go. Sorry about that. You know, it's fun because I think when you see some of the stuff that you're making here with some of the shirts, it's not like what other people are doing, which is pretty cool. The whole designs are pretty good. I mean, like I said, I picked up the Herd shirt. I think it's just as a chef, like you, I mean, that it just goes so far, man. My wife works in the corporate world and she's like, I'm just going to start talking to my corporate people the same way you talk to culinary people. And, you know, when someone says something, you just say Herd. And that's a complete acknowledgement. Hey, I understand. I hear what you're saying. And we don't need to talk anymore about it. So if I get my stuff from you before next week, I will actually rock this on the show and I'll send you a link to it.
Awesome, thanks.
Why not, man? It's fun, right? I think it's dope. What was the first design you made?
I think it was the one that you mentioned, the Wee Chef with the woman.
Yeah, that was great.
It just reminded me of. So at a place that I worked, the person that would just come in like every Thursday night and, you know, she obviously probably had like a crush on the chef or something. So
yeah,
just sort of interested in the chef. So I just thought it was a funny thing that maybe some chefs might relate to, sort of a kind of humorous joke or the whole like celebrity chef thing.
I love that. That's awesome. That really is really, it's a funny, funny shirt, especially when you word it that way, it's pretty freaking dope, man. I think that's great. I love the logo too, the Line Threads logo. That's very cool. Did you come up with that?
Yeah. I wanted something simple. And yeah, I mean, I figured I had to put a knife in it somehow. But yeah, it was my sort of, actually it was probably my fifth design that I ended up going with.
Yeah, it looks really good.
And it works, yeah.
Yeah, it looks really good.
One of the challenges I found with the design was just that, you know, printing it, actually you have to worry about things that have too many, you know, edges or corners or, you know, different curves and stuff. So it just makes for an easy logo that you can print on pretty much anything.
Right on. Now, what's next for you guys? Like, what's the plan here? I mean, obviously it's just you. Are you shipping out of the house here or do you have like a distribution point or how's that work?
I have a distribution point, and what's next is, so working with, so I've got a team of ambassadors that I've actually signed up now. Hopefully start getting back to them now that I've sort of recovered from having a newborn in the house. And so we'll just, you know, sort of finalize what it looks like in terms of how we're going to work together. And then also I'm just going to start pounding the pavement like pretty much any other sales job, going to different, you know, food shows and just promoting stuff in person. I think that's just the best way to get feedback and have conversations with people about it. And, you know, I think we'll go from there, you know, and hopefully I'll get maybe some contacts at different, you know, restaurants or maybe larger organizations that might be interested in, you know, again, more bulk orders, maybe for some of like the hat stuff, some of the cleaner designs, of course, but things that people can just wear on a line that might fit with their look and feel for their food establishment.
That's pretty cool. Talk about the quality of shirts that you're printing on here. Are these like, I mean, is there a brand behind it? Is it like a, you know, American Apparel type shirt, or is it light? Is it heavy? What kind of material are we talking about?
So these are all cotton, and it's not American. It's Gildan. I don't know how to pronounce it. So it's, you know, I'd say probably middle of the road in terms
of
quality.
Yeah, that's good. That's
quality,
perfect.
But what I liked about it was actually, so it wasn't super thin, so like you couldn't see through them. Some of the other, I'll call them premium brands, you could definitely see through them, and that may not be so flattering.
Right.
But the other thing was...
I have the body of an Adonis. I don't know what you're talking about. I look amazing in a season shirt. You have no idea what you're talking
about.
Lucky
you. You're not eating enough of your own food, then.
That's it. I'm bullshitting. I'm a 40-year-old mess. I get by on dick jokes and be able to cook. I look like 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag. It's a mess.
Well, I wanted to go with something that would hold up under a lot of abuse. And so after getting, you know, quite a few samples, I ended up going with at least this model, the shirt that I'm going with now. So I think it works. And I think it's actually not, so it's not a, like a tailored fit. It's more, it's a little bit boxier, but it kind of just fits with, if you wear it under your chef's jacket, it's not like you're, you know, trying to wear, you know, like a, I don't know, a tracksuit under it or something. So it looks good.
That was random.
I don't know. I couldn't think of a good example. Yeah.
I mean, a tracksuit. What the fuck?
Well, I mean like a tight fitting like gym shirt, not like a velour or whatever.
I mean, if somebody brings up a tracksuit, if you think I'm not gonna laugh, you're crazy. That was awesome. You know, I think that I find, because, you know, with these shirts, man, and it's just something that I'm asking you about as a guy who makes this stuff. You know, I'm 6'3". You know, I'm 250 pounds. I'm a big dude. You know, I'm not like a muscular, super muscular guy, but I'm not a small guy. I find that I have a very large torso, like long torso. I find that sometimes these shirts, I get them and they shrink so much that they almost, you know, it comes just to like my waistline after washing them. I don't know how to fix that. Like, what do you do? Do you buy like a XL like long, or is that an option? What can you do for that?
So some of the models, definitely shirt models, do have like a longer fit to them. But I think the key is just having them pre-washed and then the way that the fabric's woven. So all of the shirts that I look at are cotton, but not all of them wash the same way, I found.
Right. Well, anything I order, can you just make it long?
Okay. Good. I'll make a note on that right on your order right now. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, dude, they look fantastic. They look great, man. And I love seeing that this sort of stuff happening, and you know that you know a guy coming from the kitchen and trying to do something different with business and using the skills that he has. And you know, are you thinking long term with this, like? You know, we talked about moving into other products. We talked about different designs and things like that. Are you thinking long-term about maybe getting into that corporate world with this and making corporate designs and that sort of thing? I mean, there's a lot of money to be made there.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking about it, but that doesn't seem as fun to me right now. I mean, I'll be having conversations with people that aren't working the line, right? And I don't want that right now. It's definitely part of the long-term plan. I mean, that's a long sales cycle anyway. So I'd go broke before I close my first deal with that. But I think sort of thinking about the whole lifestyle and, you know, getting in touch with lots of different cooks and chefs, I'll be able to come up with products that actually fit the lifestyle versus some $400 nice bag.
Oh, fuck that. Those guys are assholes.
Yeah, so I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, just getting going into different restaurants and, you know, getting ideas with just by talking to people that are on break, or, you know, going to different shows and talking to different chefs. And, you know, I'll put it all together and figure it out. It's going to take time.
You know,
I'm not trying to rush it right now.
Talking about going to shows, that's a really great idea. You know, my knife guys are in Chicago right now at the International Homeware Show or whatever. And, you know, I don't know if enough guys actually try to do that. I think that's a great way to, that's a great way to go. I think, you know, I don't know if enough guys do that. You know, there's definitely people who go there who would probably be interested in what you have.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's a big investment of time and money. So I think you have to be selective and, you know, sort of see where your audience is going to go.
Right. Well, I love the product, man. The stuff looks great. You definitely got me on board. Are we placing orders and checking stuff out? How soon are you putting out new products, like new designs?
We try to put out like 2 a week. I don't know how long we'll be able to keep that up for, but basically, you know,
that's
the
crazy.
Ones that don't really resonate, we just cut pretty quickly.
Right. So you just kind of get rid of them. And do you do like a clearance sale? Like, hey, we've got 3 of these left. We might as well throw them on the website and, you know, just to blow them out of cost so they don't waste money, or how does that work?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what we've done. Right now, there's So all the things that are on the site right now are actually pretty active. The only ones that are on sale are actually the shirt and hoodie related to the Olympics. Go figure.
That's funny. That's really funny. It's funny because I'm doing a big charity event for this Samaritan Health Center thing coming up at the end of the month, where we call it Food Fight, where you have two chefs compete against each other, and they post videos talking shit about each other, which is, I mean, it's all in good fun, you know. And one of the guys, in one of the videos he made, he told the other guy to go cry in the walk-in. And when I saw this shirt, I started dying laughing, going, man, I got to get this shirt for Duke because he'll crack up. The problem is the guy's 190 years old, so I don't know if he'll get it. But I hope he's listening. That's why I'm making fun of him, because he's listening. But he's a great chef, man. But I saw that and I cracked up. That's pretty freaking funny, man. And I love the is that Gordon Ramsay on the Coffee is for Closers shirt?
Yeah. So I actually had some draw.
Not officially Gordon Ramsay.
Picture. Right, exactly. It's definitely an illustration of someone that looked like Gordon Ramsay.
There you go. Hey, that's the right answer. That's pretty funny, man. Well, dude, these things look great, man. I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see where you go next with the brand and what comes out next. I got you bookmarked here and followed you on the Instagram and everything else so we can check it out. Is that the best way for people to see what's coming up with you guys, is to follow you on Instagram?
Definitely on Instagram for designs. And then I would say Facebook, we're doing more interactive, just like questions, you know, like favorite culinary text, or you know, culinary school, or did you learn through life, like where'd you get your skills, like we're just going to post questions on Facebook there. So yeah,
very cool.
Definitely looking forward to connecting with more people, and yeah, we'll see how this goes.
It's fun, man. I love it. I love what you're doing. I think the stuff looks great. Like I said, I placed the order myself. I can't emphasize, you guys should do that enough, should do that as well. Check out what's going on here. And the fact that Eric's got free shipping on here is a really big deal, because you guys know when you order these things, or you order anything, I mean, the shipping just fucking kills you every single time, man. How'd you manage that? Can I ask you that, or is that like trade secret shit?
It's just based on like number of orders. You know, I'm able to just get preferential rates that just make it easy for me to say, you know, if someone decided to invest a little bit in me, you know, over $35, I'm willing to sort of say, I'm going to, you know, invest in that relationship, and hopefully they'll be happy by getting free shipping.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, it made me happy. I was like, holy shit, that's dope. and you know what else it'll do? It'll encourage people, like, yeah, I might as well just grab one more shirt. Why not? You know?
Fair enough. Well, I hope they do.
Awesome, man. Well, look, all the best to you. I appreciate your time this evening. It was a great talking to you. Anything else you want to end on or let people know as we're signing off? This won't be the last time, man. I'll have you on again for sure. Open door policy always here.
Cool.
Keep it on if you want to come on. We do like a lot of sometimes we'll do we'll have the celebrity type person on every now and then too. But we'll do like some round tables with chefs talking and shit like that. So I always love to have great guys like yourself on joining in for those.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. The only thing I would add is, you know, so when we get design suggestions, we will give credit to the chef or that gave us the suggestion, right? So, you know, if anyone has design suggestions, they should just send them to designs@linethreads.com. And if it's something that we end up, you know, mocking up and then putting into production, we'll put your name right on the page so everyone can see it.
Oh, that's pretty fucking cool right there, man. You can send a design idea over to you guys and you'll make it. I love that.
Yeah, I'm not going to take credit for all this
stuff. If you think it's worth it.
It has to appeal to a lot of people. Yeah.
Sure. That's dope, though. I mean, what a smart move, man, you know? I mean, shit, what if you even put the name of the chef that came up with on the shirt, like, in the bottom, like, printed on the bottom of the shirt, like, you know, like, on the inside seam or something? That'd be pretty cool.
Actually, that's a really good idea. We can totally do that.
Yeah, pretty smart.
I'm definitely going to write that down and look into that tomorrow.
I mean, that's a whole other realm to go into that people might think is really fucking cool, you know?
Yeah, no, I love that. I'm definitely going to look into that tomorrow and see what it would take to set up.
Yeah, I'm a smart guy. That's what I do.
Totally. All right, this whole call was worth it.
Eric, man, I appreciate it, brother. Like I said, hey, if when you're shipping my order out, if you find another one of those Wee Chef shirts with the girl on there, I wish I'd seen that. I didn't notice it before. That's fucking dope, dude. I love that. And I appreciate your time tonight, man. All the best to you. You have an open door here, man. Whatever I can do for you in the future, please don't hesitate. Reach out. You've got my number. Like I said, I think we all work together. I told you, you know, I think that's the best way to do business.
Yeah, totally. Okay, great. Thanks. Awesome being on with you.
You got it, man. Guys, make sure you check out linethreads.com and see some of the cool designs they've got over there. Support guys like this, man. Eric's taking he's taking a leap of faith here. So we got to support guys who do this who aren't afraid, man. I think it's awesome. So, hey, congratulations on the new baby. And I know you're not getting any sleep. And we just met, but it makes me happy that you're not sleeping because I love to see my friends tortured. It makes me happy. but yeah, good luck to you, brother. We'll talk to you on down the road.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right. There he goes, you guys. That's Eric from linethreads.com. Make sure you check those guys out. The shirts are pretty freaking dope. He's making great products. How about that? Huh? You send him a cool design. He likes it. He's looking to see it. Maybe like each shirt, like the chef's name gets put on it. Yeah, that's what I'm about. Making waves, changing business, making shit happen for people. I don't know. I thought it was a dope-ass idea. I would make shirts that said that shit, right? Fuck yeah. And listen, if you think for 1 second that I'm not going to send him some ideas for shirts, you're fucking delusional. Because I got a bunch of them in my brain. They're not all good, but I think they're good, but other people might not. Like, I think at one point at the casino this past weekend, I yelled, I'm going to get my balls pierced. And I actually said through the actual ball, but I'm not sure if that would be good or not. Anyway, you guys, I appreciate your time tonight, man. Happy to be back here on a Monday night. Hope you're having a great week. You're going to have a great week at least. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back next week. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you and chatting again. Big shout out to our man, Detroit Dave, coming on here and talking to us from it. Dave Borden, welcome to greatness. My brother coming on here and hanging out with us for a little bit. And of course, big shout out to Eric Brown, the man from Lion Threads. Check out lionthreads.com. Send us some ideas, man. Send us some ideas because it'd be dope if they could get names, pictures, you know, printed on the fucking shirts. That would be dope as shit. But ladies and gentlemen, my name is Chef Plum, and I appreciate you checking out Plum Love Foods. If you have 2 seconds, please go on them iTunes and rate, review, and subscribe and all that other bullshit. This podcast app right on your phone makes all the difference in the world. In the meantime and in between time, ladies and gentlemen, please, it's super important, please, and there we go. Remember, food is one of the most important things that we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give it the time it deserves. I'll see you guys Monday night. Peace!
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.